Good afternoon, and thanks for being with us for the Classical Cafe. You're lucky enough to be tuned in to an edition of The Green Room. And we have on the line folks from the Intrepid Brass in Wichita. Is it the Intrepid Brass or it's Intrepid Brass?
It is Intrepid Brass.
There you go. And you are in Wichita. Got a couple of ensembles, actually. But one of them is recording or is presenting sooner than the other this next weekend. Not this weekend coming up. The weekend after that.
Right. So we're the version of the quintet we're running this time is collaborating with Christopher Shaw, organist at Plymouth Congregational. And we're doing three shows on July 26th at 4 p.m. at Plymouth, July 29th at 7 p.m. at Bethel College Mennonite Church, and July 31st at 7 p.m. at University Congregational Church.
Yeah, three chances to come out and check out the show.
And each of these is an excellent venue. My goodness, you've chosen very, very well. I believe we've recorded concerts in each of those places and presented on the air in the past, so we can vouch for the acoustics. Can you vouch for the brass ensemble? Who's all playing?
So the brass ensemble, it's going to be a brass quintet, which is usually what we do. It's a five-piece ensemble. It consists of two trumpet players, of which I am one, French horn, trombone, and then tuba. Lucas here is our tuba player. Our trombone player is Mr. Rob Tierney. Our French horn player is co-founder of Intrepid Brass and Lucas's wife, Mary Hewlett. And then our other trumpet player is an up-and-coming star here in the music education community, Joshua Bergman.
Fabulous. And again, an organist on occasion. Are all three, do you have organ at all three concerts? I know the venues are equipped.
Yes. Yeah. Christopher Shaw will be performing on all three shows with us, as well as timpanist and fantastic percussionist in the area, Micah Bolton.
So of the pieces you'll perform, what's your favorite? Lucas, why don't you start?
Ooh. honestly, I think it has to be the Daniel Galthrop, the Sinfonia Festiva. And I selfishly love this piece a lot because the tuba writing in it is fantastic. All of the organ playing is going to be great, but I choose selfishly as a tuba player often.
So modify the question just a little bit for Dalton. So which piece do you, is there a section that you sweat through that's a real challenge and you're hoping people, if they listen closely, are pleased enough?
Yeah. So the fun part about putting together a concert like this is looking for the challenges, right? Like we're always trying to improve and trying to see what else we can do. We are starting off this performance with a very traditional Gabrielli, which is usually done for two different brass choirs. Chris Shaw is going to be taking the role of one of those brass choirs. But by the nature of the music, it is very precise. It is very tonally active, and so like the level of just like focus that you have in order to make sure that everything sounds the way it needs to sound, because this is like some borderline like Baroque early classical music, so there's very little room for error, which makes me glad that we're getting it out of the way at the beginning of our show, which is when we're all at our freshest, right? It gives us the highest chance of success.
So this is all Baroque. Are you playing a B flat trumpet the whole time, or
we have a variety of instruments that's going on. Traditionally, whenever we do these quintet shows, we each have one horn for one person. In addition to adding more musicians this year with Christopher and Micah joining us on organ and timpani respectively, all of the members of the quintet are bringing multiple instruments. So Lucas is going to have two different tubas. Rob is going to be playing trombone and euphonium. Mary is going to be playing her French horn and also her alto horn. That's right. And then Josh and I are both going to have three different trumpets on stage. One of them is going to be a B flat.
Okay, there you go. So, hey, we're going to play some music here to kind of get people in the mood for some brass. Yes. But before, just in case somebody has to slip away into Taco Bell or something while they're listening to the music here, why don't you remind us of when these three concerts are, and then we'll hear some music.
Sure. Go for
it. Sure. So again, there's three dates, July 26th at 4 p.m., Plymouth Congregational, July 29th at 7 p.m. at Bethel College Mennonite Church, and July 31st at 7 p.m. at a University Congregational Church.
Okay, so mark your calendars, and can they check your website for information, or is there a Facebook page up?
Yes, the website is intrepidbrass.org, and we do have a Facebook and an Instagram page as well.
We have Lucas Hewlett and Dalton Williams, both of Intrepid Brass, from right here in River City, Wichita, Kansas.
Right.
Doing a couple concerts, couple three concerts, as it turns out, around next weekend.
Yeah. Three concerts coming up, all brass quintet plus organ and percussion. First one is July 26th at 4 p.m., located here in town at Plymouth Congregational Church. July 29th at 7 p.m., Mennonite Church, Bethel College. And then July 31st at 7 p.m. at University Congregational Church, also here in Wichita.
Now, while we were listening to the Bernstein, I heard the two of you talking tempo. Are there still things to work out on this concert? Is there work going on, or are these pieces that are so well worn that you could do them in your sleep?
So there is always work and refinement that's happening. Whenever we start these concert rehearsal processes, we kind of have a verbal covenant with each other, which is basically us saying that no matter what we talk about in the context of rehearsal, that you don't take it personally. It's not about you. It's about trying to make the project better. And the fact that we have added Chris Shaw on organ and Micah Bolton on percussion just means that it's two more people that we have to make sure are on the same page as the rest of us to make the performance the best it can possibly be. So there's always discussion, making sure that there's collaboration, making sure that everything is going to piece together the way that we're hearing it in our heads.
Now, there are folks who will tune into our web stream and get to see this. So tell us about the venue. You're coming to us from an interesting location there with all kinds of bakery paraphernalia on the wall.
Yeah, we're hanging out in a public space today. So I work at Frost Bakehouse and Creamery, which is located right here in Hillside neighborhood. We're right across the street from Clifton Square. And I have been graciously allowed to take a short break from putting cakes in the oven and knocking out frostings and cookie doughs today to sit down here with Lucas and kind of talk to you about the upcoming concert. It's a beautiful space. And if you haven't been out, like, this is definitely a place to visit. Come out to the concert. And then after the concert, come to Frost for a little post-show reception, right?
I just wanted to give him some credit for hosting us. Again, yes, having the green room invade their space for a while here.
Yes.
So Dalton, one of the folks I followed as a young person, and Lucas actually, the question for Lucas was a tuba player who found that his path to scholarships and such was made a little easier because tuba was not something that everybody could play. Would you, as an adult and adult-sized lungs, say that that's still a challenge for you, or are you the guy who's really suffering while everybody else is just playing around?
Sometimes. I don't know. I think tuba takes a ton of air. I think that tuba plays a very important role in a group like that. But to be completely honest, I'm the type of tuba player that always picks on my other friends and tells them that they're working way harder than I am. They have more notes to learn. They have to think a little harder. And so I get to be a backseat driver as the tuba player and bark at them about all the things that they're doing wrong while I'm sitting and counting rests. So,
and for this concert, you've got to fight the pedals. You've got a whole organ to fend off at times.
Which, as Dalton alluded to a little bit earlier, we're all playing multiple instruments. And so generally in a brass quintet setting, I play a bass tuba, E flat. And this go around, I'm bringing my E flat and my contrabass tuba, a big old C tuba, to specifically keep up with the feet on the organ. So I'm excited to play both instruments.
Again, we're with members of Intrepid Brass out of Wichita with three concerts taking place next weekend-ish. And Intrepid Brass are here telling me, well, two of Intrepid Brass are here telling us about the concerts. You can find out more online, but tickets specifically, how does one purchase tickets? How does one make sure one has a seat?
Well, one thing that Intrepid Brass has been very passionate about since we began all of these projects is making sure that our concerts are actually 100% free. And so there's no admission for any of these. We hate the idea of barriers for this kind of music. And so it's a come one, come all situation.
Now, someone has to pass a little green basket with, you know, the wire mesh at some point, right?
It'll be there.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to make a donation, you can write checks out to Dalton. That's DALT.
All right. So again, just one more time, run down the concerts, their locations, and I don't know, any implications. I all these are excellent venues, all of them excellent organs to be accompanying you folks.
So you can find us on July 26th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Plymouth Congregational Church. You can hear us on July 29th at 7 o'clock at Bethel College Mennonite Church. And you can hear us on July 31st at 7 o'clock at University Congregational Church. You could come to any of those shows. You could come to all of those shows. If you love what you hear at the Plymouth concert, you can come and hear the rest and make sure that we do it the same way every time.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Again, Lucas Hewlett and Dalton Williams of Intrepid Brass. They'd love for you to see them in the flesh about next weekend. Thanks, gentlemen.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.